The AI infrastructure story has three distinct threads this week, and they're all connected to the same underlying tension. Demand for AI compute is growing faster than supply. Prices are rising in ways that are compressing margins across the industry, and a Chinese competitor has entered the frontier model market at a price point that challenges the economics of the entire Western AI ecosystem. Let's start with the Google Meta situation. Google has capped Meta's access to Gemini AI compute amid what sources describe as a genuine infrastructure crunch. This is not a commercial dispute. This is physical scarcity. The number of GPU clusters available to run large model inference is finite. And when one of the largest AI developers in the world is telling one of its largest customers that it can't honor current demand, it tells you something about where the capacity constraints actually lie.
And the financial signal here is stark. Hyperscaler free cash flow has hit a decade low, while aggregate AI infrastructure spending has crossed $700 billion. Those two facts in conjunction describe a situation where the companies building AI infrastructure are spending at a pace that is outrunning their ability to generate cash, not because the business is failing, but because the capital requirements of maintaining competitive position in this build-out are simply enormous. For investors watching those companies' balance sheets, the question is how long this cash compression phase lasts before either revenue catches up or investment pace moderates.
The Musk AI chip comment gives this texture. He's describing what he calls the biggest chip price surge he's ever seen, and Apple's response, raising Mac and iPad prices by up to $500, citing soaring memory costs from the AI data center build-out, is a tangible downstream effect that consumers are feeling. The AI infrastructure build-out is not an abstraction. It's showing up in the price of every device that uses the same memory chips that data centers are consuming at record rates.
And then there's Goldman Sachs, making the case that the next phase of AI economic benefit flows to factories and mines rather than software companies. Their investment bankers are directing clients toward industrial and energy companies. The logic is that AI deployment is moving beyond the data center phase into industrial automation, predictive maintenance, supply chain optimization, autonomous mining equipment, manufacturing quality control. These applications require physical infrastructure upgrades, and the companies that provide that industrial AI layer, sensors, edge computing, industrial software integration, are positioned to benefit from the second wave of AI capital deployment.
The Goldman strategist separately saying investors should shift from chips to cloud stocks is consistent with that thesis. The argument is that the chip build-out phase, which drove enormous returns for NVIDIA and the semiconductor supply chain, is maturing, and the next layer of value capture is in the cloud platforms and enterprise applications that sit on top of the hardware. It's essentially a bet that the picks and shovels moment for hardware is past its peak, and the application layer is next.
Now, let's talk about Jipu, because this is the story that should be getting more attention than it is. The Chinese AI company has released an open-source model that reportedly matches Anthropic's Claude performance at roughly a fifth of the cost. I want to be careful here about the specific performance claims, because AI benchmarks can be gamed and rivals can mean many things, but the directional claim is significant. If a Chinese open-source model is genuinely competitive with frontier Western closed models at dramatically lower cost, it changes the competitive landscape in ways that will pressure pricing for commercial AI APIs and create geopolitical complications around export controls.
The export control angle is real, Marcus. The U.S. has implemented significant restrictions on the export of advanced AI chips to China, specifically to slow the development of competitive Chinese AI capabilities. If Jipu is achieving frontier-level performance at low cost on chips that are available within China, it raises questions about whether those export controls are achieving their intended effect, or whether Chinese AI development has found efficiency paths that reduce dependence on the specific hardware being restricted. The open-source release is also strategic. By releasing the model publicly, Jipu makes it available globally, including to users in jurisdictions where U.S. AI companies might otherwise be dominant.
Let me bring in the curriculum corner here, because the FTC's clearance of Musk's acquisition of Mesh Optical Technologies opens a useful window into how antitrust review actually works. Mesh makes high-speed optical transceivers, the hardware that connects servers inside data centers. The FTC cleared the deal, meaning they found no antitrust violation. It's worth explaining what that means in practice. Under the Sherman Act, which is the foundational U.S. antitrust statute from 1890, the law prohibits monopolization and attempts to monopolize. But legally, having a large market share doesn't by itself constitute a violation. The law requires what courts call anti-competitive conduct, meaning the company has to have acquired or maintained its dominant position through means that harm competition rather than through legitimate superiority. The analogy I'd use is this. If you're the best baker in town and everyone buys your bread, that's not monopolization, even if your market share is 90%. But if you're bribing the flour supplier to refuse to sell to competing bakeries, that's anti-competitive conduct. The FTC cleared the Mesh deal because Mesh is a relatively small player in a market with multiple competitors, and the combination with Musk's other ventures doesn't obviously foreclose competition. But watch this space. As Musk builds a vertically integrated AI infrastructure stack spanning SpaceX compute, mesh optical connectivity, and XAI model development, the competitive picture may look different once those pieces assemble fully.
That's an important frame, Marcus. The SpaceX data center deals are relevant here too, up to $76 billion in contracts through 2029, with Anthropic, Google, and Reflection AI among the tenants. SpaceX is building a compute leasing business alongside its launch and satellite businesses. The vertical integration of launch capability, satellite internet through Starlink, and now terrestrial data center leasing creates a bundle that no other company can replicate. Whether that constitutes anti-competitive conduct in the legal sense is a live question, but the competitive advantage is observable right now.
The OpenAI model naming story, GPT 5.6 tiers named Sol, Terra, and Luna, is lighter but not trivial. Those names overlap with prominent blockchain projects, and the crypto community's reaction ranged from joke to genuine speculation about whether OpenAI was signaling a pivot toward Web3 infrastructure. OpenAI hasn't confirmed any such connection, but the naming choice, accidental or not, generated enormous organic attention. For a company that charges between $20 and $200 per month depending on tier, that kind of attention matters.